Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to jump right in here because we have a lot of territory to cover and not enough time to do it. I just wanted to say this. I read the City Services Coalition report. There was a lot of work put into this thing. There is a lot in there, a lot of detail, a lot of stuff at a granular level, but all very, very important to the future of this city. In fact, so much so, I thought they were so spot on so many different fronts that I committed to City Services Coalition at least three shows. I think it's going to be four segments that we're going to do about some of the proposals that they've made, the recommendations that they made, and hopefully whoever the next mayor is going to be willing to put folks on transition committees because they have put in a lot of work for free. Because they love this city. They love this place that we call home. So we're going to start off with Errol Williams, who is the assessor of Orleans Parish. He headed up one of the committees talking about the importance of redefining and reengineering the office of the chief administrative officer for the city of New Orleans. And then we'll move to Joe Givens and Carlin Connor. Joe is the coordinating the Communities of Hope place-based organizing initiative, and Carlin Connor is a chairman and CEO of a big company here, IMTT. They've given back to the city. So we're going to start off with Errol first. Errol, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noah, for inviting us.
And thank you for your participation in this. Why is this important to re-engineer, reconstitute the office of the chief administrative officer?
Well, back in December of 24, there was a poll taken by Ron Fauché that basically said what people thought about city government. And 75% of the people, both black and white, decided that they weren't satisfied with city government service delivery. So Press Kavikoff and I met, and we were discussing that when the mayor and the council don't get along, very little gets done. So how do we solve this problem? And one of the subjects that we discussed was maybe perhaps the city should move towards a city manager concept. We found out that that wasn't well received, and people weren't satisfied with that. But then, having been CEO for a year, my tenure in government, I understand the importance of being able to coordinate all 14 departments at one time. Okay, and where we were was that when mayors come in, sometimes they'll take three or four departments and put them under a deputy mayor for this, and another three under deputy mayor, and then the CEO has to try and make sure they coordinate them all together. And sometimes the relationship between those people who have those titles are saying that they are my people. So what should we do? And we wanted to give this, the CAO a clear authority to be able to manage city government. Okay. Because that's the thing. Now, the poll said some things that I wanted to share with the public. And that was among the 71% of the voters support requiring higher standards of education and experience for a chief administrative officer, even if it means paying him more money. Okay, a majority of blacks and whites support this doing this. And then it says an even larger number support having the city council appoint all future CAOs. Only 15% wanted the mayor to do so. And then there was another question that came out. It says a still larger 80% of the mayor of them think the mayor and the city council should be able to fire the CAO. Now, there have been some changes in government that have caused some things, and that's one change is that now when the city hires whoever becomes mayor, each department has to be vetted before the city council. That's an improvement because then now you're going to be looking at qualifications and not just relationships to who becomes the CAO. Okay, so that's, you know, that's just some of the things that we felt. But the main thing was our mission was trying, how do we improve the city services so people will be, you'll be satisfied with what they get for the dollars that they pay in taxes?
You speak with authority and experience. You know that there's this inertia that's created when people can't talk to one another at that second level, and there needs to be someone on top of it that's willing to take the hits, move the ball along, right?
Yeah, well, the key thing is that under present structure, the CAO is appointed by the mayor. Okay, and a lot of times, sometimes the CAO sees the best decision is to move to make things go the way they're supposed to go, but then the mayor, because of the politics or relationships with city council, they may not want to do it that way. And you may agree to something, and we've had cases recently where the CAO agreed to do certain things, and then the mayor said later, I didn't agree to that. So, you know, how do you make it happen where he's sort of insulated from the politics of it and just worry about trying to manage city government? Because remember, policy is made by city council and the mayor. Okay, the CAO is just an administrator to try and make sure those functions get done properly.
And in your view, does it get more problematic when the CAO is the one going before the council at the council meetings every week and not the mayor?
Well, the CAO is the one who is responsible for preparing the operating budget for the city. Okay, and anytime there's a change in that operating budget, he's got to go before the city council. And if there's something that goes wrong in a specific department, then he's responsible for addressing that issue and trying to correct if there's a problem there.
But if they reach a consensus right now between the CAO and the city council, the mayor has the veto power of saying, no, I'm not doing that. You know, and when the mayor's not going before the council and the council is not able to debate the mayor on the issue or just be inquisitive about an issue and having the mayor respond, we create this inertia again. We're not moving, right?
There's a separation of the agenda, meaning that the CEO's trying to make sure that we move it forward, and the mayor, because of, you know, whatever reasons, may feel like, this is not what I want to do.
Of the recommendations made, they seem pretty commonsensical to me. I mean, do you think that there are any of these that are just like –
No.
Out of space?
Well,
I don't.
I had the experience when Dutch Muriel was mayor, okay, and I know that oftentimes, him and the council weren't on the same page.
And he was a strong figure.
But the thing that I remember was that we always were able to sit down and find some compromise to where we can get something done where both agree. Sometimes those meetings went to 10, 11 o'clock at night where we're arguing over what we want to get done, okay, and finally, we could get a compromise.
And a lot of times, Errol, correct me if I'm wrong, these conversations didn't have to take place in public. You know, we go behind closed doors and beat these issues around, not unlike, I'm sure, Carlin and working with your board of directors. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's not always in a formalized thing.
I'll make you laugh. The rib room was a common place we met.
Had good taste.
But we were able to do that, and that's what's missing. I think some of the personal personalities are the issue that's standing in the way of things getting done. You know, and my belief is that we serve the citizens of New Orleans, okay, not our personal difference. We may never get along with each other, but we've got common interests, which is the people. We're going to get something done.
The entity's interest always outweighs the individual.
That's right.
At the end of the day. All right, let's flip over to Joe Givens and Carlin Connor and talk about coordinating counsel for justice and safety. What brought this to the forefront?
Great. Thanks for having us, Noel. When you listen to Errol go through his part of this presentation, there's a common theme that we will share, and that is that the lack of collaboration and coordination amongst many stakeholders has really impaired us. And when you think about the surveys that he mentioned and the severe dissatisfaction that we currently have in this city, it's a call to arms. It's a time to figure out a way to set aside those differences and really come up with ways to collaborate and cooperate. It absolutely is a secret sauce, I think, to success. We've seen this work. We have seen the ability of us to move mountains when we needed to. And we want to get back to that. We want to get back to that sense of working together across across different aspects of the stakeholders' businesses. For us, the development of the Council for Safety and Justice will ensure that bridging happens. We all understand the impact of this collaboration. We just got to do a much better job of it. And I think creating a council is an obvious step to kind of create that discipline going forward. So it's an area that is, as you said earlier, Newell, it makes complete sense. It's unfortunate that we have to have a roadmap of this size, of this effort, to kind of get people to be thinking about this the right way. But that's really what this is about, is getting people on the same page, collaborating, cooperating, and fixing this city.
You know, you often see that we stare the obvious in the face and walk right around it quite a few times, right? I mean, you've probably seen it in your business life. I know I've seen it in mine. I remind people, you know, you're not the center of any universe. Wake up the next morning trying to make this place better than you inherited it, and certainly better than it was the day before. And bringing about this collaboration is necessary. I ran into Joe Givens in the men's room, and we were talking about a meeting that he reminded me of that we attended together many, many years ago. You have a great memory, Joe, by the way. you take on tough issues. You got to talk it through and talk it heads up. Joe, your thoughts?
You know, this collaboration, I think I'd like to expand on the idea of collaboration and even more to the idea of relationship. What we both recalled about that meeting at Mulholland United Methodist Church in about 20 years or so ago was that you had developed a relationship in your role as sheriff. You developed a relationship with that church. What's an important element in this, these recommendations regarding justice and safety revolves around expanding those relationships in New Orleans to include the churches and communities of faith and communities of various different denominations. We were able to get things done in that neighborhood around Metairie Road because of the relationship you had with that church. Similarly, what we have today as a part of this effort is what we call Communities of Hope. And we've got another partner. The partner that we've got now is Jason Williams over at the District Attorney's Office, who says, we want to address those imminent threats that you find in your neighborhoods and your communities. So in partnership with what's called the New Orleans Data Informed Civic Engagement, mm-hmm. that comes out of the strategic initiative.
Otherwise known as NoDice.
NoDice, right, mm-hmm. right. We're the faith-based partner to that effort. So at this point, we're going through, place-based organizing is nothing new. You guys did it as law enforcement. You know, isolate a neighborhood that has difficult problems, deal with them, bring in some additional resources to help solve the problem. So we believe that rather it's not just collaboration between politicians and those in government, but the relationships have to extend to people in neighborhoods and communities and congregations. We can't solve the problems without them. So that's maybe a small part of it, but I think a critical part of it.
And I'd like to add, Joe, if you don't mind, that what I really appreciate about this approach is this is a community-led approach.
Mm-hmm.
This is identifying areas in need so that we get in and with cross-collaboration with NOPD and the DA's office, there's an ability to fix some areas that need to be fixed that will cut off some of the criminal elements. And that, of course, is the ultimate goal, is how do we reduce crime and violence, especially gun violence.
Let me add something, if you don't mind. Some examples. You may have heard these examples already, where we talked about the 24-hour car tire shop on Claiborne Avenue, mm-hmm. the hookah lounge, and the five-star car wash on Claiborne and Felicity. These are all places that we knew were dangerous, imminent threats to the neighborhood. And through the partnership, we pointed out the district attorney addressed the issue. So that being said, Also, the blight issue, question of blight. One of the escapees from Orleans Justice Center was hiding out in one of the buildings behind Stronghold Baptist Church. They pointed it out. The district attorney got a criminal indictment for criminal blight on the owners of those properties. So I think it's something that really works.
And real quick, Luz, I just want to add that when you do go in and do the work they're doing at that street level, we also create opportunities for microeconomic development. We create an opportunity for those areas to see some prosperity come in.
Errol, back to you, and y'all can weigh in as well. One of the things that I liked about the approach in the report is that they had these, I think y'all referred to them as cross-cutting themes,
mm-hmm.
you know, where there's the backroom operation, whether it's technology, this, that, or otherwise. I call them WIPs, works in process. You know, when you have too many, it's not good. When you don't have enough, that's not good either. It's trying to find that optimal place where you have these friction points where things get clogged in the process and you got to move it through. You got to figure them out, you know.
That's part of managing the day-to-day government.
Who the cog in the wheel is and move it through. And, you know, that's the beauty, I think, of these coalitions mm-hmm. and setting them up and having both vertical and horizontal coordination within the organization, which I think y'all laid out in the report in a really nice way, quite frankly, trying to remove those friction points.
Yeah, well, a good example would be when the Super Bowl came.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, everybody got together and made it work. Okay, and Michael Heck and his group, worked with the city, city administration, in order to make sure that everybody was doing their part. And that's for part of making sure that government works in the best interest of the citizens that we serve.
You know, and I think one of the best examples of it not working, and I say this and a lot of people don't really understand what I'm saying, is it's great that we've been successful in getting a lot of federal money down here. That's mm-hmm. wonderful. But you have to have the ability to receive it. In other words, you have to be able to execute on those dollars. And here we are 20 years later, and we're still spending it. You know, and we've asked for extension after extension after extension. You have to recognize a lot of times where you have deficiencies in your organization and improve upon those, because money – isn't going to solve.
It's not
going to
be
this.
There forever,
and it won't be there forever as we've
learned.
And we're fighting tooth and nail to hold on to what we have.
Well, just take infrastructure which is a common problem where everybody's upset because streets have been torn up and they're not been completed, and those issues are that's FEMA money going back 20 years for minor street repairs. Okay, now when we did it, the way the structure was done, we took on a whole lot of projects at one time. I mean, the city did. And as a result of that, you still have projects that can't be completed. Now the city has to go out and put a $500 million bond issue out there to try and generate enough money to be able to finish some of these projects. There's something wrong with that, because it took us 20 years to be able to spend it. Engineering of those streets doesn't take 20 years. The problem is the administration is trying to make sure what their priorities are.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I hope. And one of the reasons I committed to this was I think this is important information for the public to have. There's a lot of forums going on right now. There's a lot of citizen engagement going on right now. And we want to put as much information out there. Y'all spent a lot of time and effort on this report. And there's incredible value to this and empowering the public to ask these questions.
We think it's a roadmap to improving city government and building confidence in the citizens that we serve. And if the new mayor comes in and undertakes some of these, and some of them will take some political capital to be able to get the change you want, but it will change the image of what the 70-some% of the people who say they're not satisfied with city government services. If you take
first and foremost, it's mm-hmm. going to take a mayor who believes that he or she is not the center of the universe.
That's right. Okay. Well,
then the consumption of political capital is not that hard.
Yeah. No.
Right. And my experience as an elected official, if you approach it that way, they'll come back to you and they'll never forget you.
Well, my teacher taught me something, and I'll share it with you, that When you try and do something positive for everybody, you're going to have at least 45-50% of people who are going to be opposed to what you do. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it's in the best interest of the citizens. Okay, you go forward with the agenda.
Absolutely. All right, we got to get to a break. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Carlin Connor, Joe Givens, Errol Williams. In the next segment, it's a very non-contentious issue, the Sewage and Water Board, right? So we'll visit with Lambert Boissier and Peter Gardner in the next segment, folks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Stay with us. We are visiting with folks from the City Services Coalition, and they put together a lengthy report tearing apart just city government, all aspects of it, kind of redefining it, setting five priorities, and we've talked about that before. We are joined now by Lambert Boissier, Constable, First City Court, City of New Orleans East Bank, and Peter Gardner, owner of the Gardner Development Company, a construction and development company specializing in historic redevelopment in the city of New Orleans. And I'll just lay the landscape real quick. In a December 2024 survey of New Orleans voters conducted for the coalition, 80% of the respondents said that the Sewage and Water Board needs major changes, and an additional 15% said it needs minor changes, and only 2% said no changes needed at all. Big majorities of all voters, whether black, white, or otherwise, agree on this issue. There was almost little to no separation between how people felt about this, and I guess, Lambert, that's what brought this all to the forefront for you guys.
Yes, and you know, Newell, I was on the council back in the 80s, and I talked many times about consolidating Sewage and Water Board with streets because the two have to work together. And it came about, I had a pothole one time, had to be figured, filled in, And I called Streets Department, and they came out and said, yeah, but they had a water leak. They had to get sewage water board. And sewage water board said we got to call Parkway because the oak tree root was wrapped around a pipe. So I had to get all three of them together to fill one pothole. And that's when I realized there's a lot of inefficiencies providing the services that we needed. So I talked about it years ago about how to put all it together. But now, as you can see, over 90% of the people are saying something has to change. And part of what the coalition was doing is looking at how to make that, how to have that occur. And we've got to first start with sewage water board was created by state legislation over 100 years ago. And you've got people from all over the state giving a point of view on how sewage water board ought to be run in New Orleans. So we've got to first clear that up. Not that they mean any harm, it's just that they're not familiar with their operations and what's going on. So we've got to separate us from the old legislation.
It is a little bit of a bastardized governance.
That's right. Yeah. You've got the honest, state, right? The state's involved. The mayor makes appointees to the commission. The council makes it. And you got citizens. So you got all of this coming together, and nobody's really coordinating what should be done. So the approach we're using now is to have a clean slate and start over. We'll have a transition committee put together to look at the situation, develop plans on how to redirect it, recreate it, and then come back to the people. Well, first go to the mayor, whoever the mayor might be, and see if they'll work with us to try and get that done.
Which would require maybe some change, a constitutional amendment, also some legislative changes, and
definitely
then some home rule charter changes as well.
Definitely. And that's, it has to be looked at, the legislation, what's legal, what's not legal. And then think about, you know, something brand new. If you had to start all over, how would you set up a system that would handle drainage, street repair, what have you? And how to give it some kind of autonomy separate from the politics of the government. And that's the challenge that we have to be faced with.
Because under the existing construct, there are a number of impediments, right, from doing a whole lot of this because of what's in the Constitution, what's in state law, what's in the Home Rule Charter.
It's everything coming together is causing problems. The legislation, you have to go to the state to get changes. You've got the council, who never likes to pass rate increases. You've got agencies looking for additional money. The mayor has their appointees. The governor's got something to say. You've got bond approval from the bond commission. It's just so many things have to be done to move forward. So we've got to clean all of that up. And as I said, in essence, start all over with a new system. And to get there, it's going to be complicated. As you said, charter changes, legislation, the politics of creating all of this. But the public is saying something has to happen. When you get 97% saying something has to happen, I think
we need to do something. I mean, it's the numbers speak for themselves, right, as to where the public is. They don't like the present construct, right?
And
that's obvious.
You know, we had problems prior to this, but they were more administrative and functional issues. What really created a problem was the billing. When there was a change in billing from what they had, and they put in a new computer system, and staff was not properly trained on how to handle that, when people started getting billed ridiculous bills, that's really when the public got upset. And now we're in a situation where we've got to do something.
And that was, I think the public's smart enough to recognize that that's emblematic of a lot of other problems.
Yes.
Right, because that's fairly low-hanging fruit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. We need and Katrina made it even worse. You know, you think about the city had water, the weight of water on the entire city for so many weeks that kind of disrupted our whole infrastructure. And I'm sure we got leaks that we're not even aware of that have to be repaired.
Now, you guys, y'all seem to recognize the difficulty of this. As I was reading through this, and when I went through it the first time, I was kind of like, wow, that's a lot to chew. So I went back and I read it again, and I realized y'all recognize that, and that's why there's such a highlight on this transition committee in knowing there's a whole lot of preliminary work that has to be done, right, in order to even start to really talk about what the ultimate goal is and to see what the appetite's going to be of political players, whether or not the law allows it, the debt structure of the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board, how much of a high hurdle is that? You know, whether or not bondholders would have a comfort level, and you know, moving these bonds to a different entity?
We have to develop the roadmap first,
yeah,
and then ask to be separate from what we have. I think we've got to show people where we want to go and how we want to do that.
But that's a healthy process, because I think in through that process, y'all going to learn a lot more.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Right? I mean, it's a learning opportunity, and on any given day, if you're learning, you're moving forward.
Yeah, and it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot.
So, Peter, you obviously have a lot invested here. You're in a historic redevelopment company, obviously. Your thoughts, your role of...
Well, you know, I've been doing real estate here in New Orleans for 25 years. I personally have about over 40 Surge Water Board water accounts that I have to manage. And, you know, just to manage the bills, I had to create a very deep spreadsheet just to manage it, to know, why am I getting a $3,000 bill this month? Like, is it because they haven't read the meter for a year? Or is it because there's an error, or is there a leak, or what's going on here? And, you know, so just being somebody who's trying to do business here, it's really challenging. But, you know, one of the things that they wanted me to look at was rate making. And how does the Surge Water Board collect money from people? How often do they get rate increases? And, you know, as much as we maybe don't love the Surge Water Board, I don't think anybody does, they still have to earn enough money to function. And I think
you get what you pay for, right?
Yeah. And, you know, if you don't agree with their practices, I get the sense that why give somebody more money when they're not doing a great job? But at the same time, you're starving it and make it even more difficult to function. And so I think that's one of the challenges as well, because the city council ultimately regulates the rates. But the city council doesn't appoint the director. The city council doesn't have any control over the operations of it, other than having maybe one appointed member on the board. And so it's easy for them to say, well, you're not doing a good job, we're not going to give you a rate. And so I think there's just so many different groups that have some responsibility, but they don't own it. And until the public says, like, we've had enough, we want to – it's time to overhaul it. It's time to take this seriously. Council, what are you going to do? Mayor, what are you going to do? It's going to be a challenge, but I think we're getting to that point. I think everybody knows that enough is enough at this point, and it's time to look at a different way forward.
Ed, this may seem like a crazy question, but at some point in time, did you say to yourself, maybe I want to invest in a smart meter on my own and pay for it, and there may be a significant return on that investment for me, because I know that, you know your properties better than most. You know what they feel like. You know what they consume. You know, if you probably ran that out, the formula, it would be like, maybe I'll just volunteer to invest in that, and I know I'm going to save money.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'd advocated for a while, if the city's leaking 70% of the treated water into the ground, what's the point of even having a meter? You know, like, what's the point of billing by use if you're already losing 70%? So, I mean, there's big picture items there. We have to reduce the amount we're losing, because that's expensive. But, you know, I think with the new smart meter rollout, assuming it gets done well, which I am very hopeful.
I think it's been going well thus far, though.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've definitely noticed on my properties that have got the new meters, they're consistent, and I've had some hearings on some older large bills, and they can see the usage by hour.
Yeah.
And so I think that's going to be a huge milestone for Surge and Water Board, to be able to deliver accurate bills to people. And that's one way they can regain the public trust, in order to then say, hey, we've got your trust here. Give us your trust in other areas so we can make the needed changes.
Larry, back to you. I mean, you served on the council, right? And I've often said that, and what I really liked about the way that y'all, the construct of your report, is you boiled it down to five basic city service areas that y'all wanted to focus on. There's probably 100 out there, but if we can't get these five zinging, there's no way we're ever going to get the 100.
Right.
My view is that it's always been about prioritization. There's always a lot of pressure on the council and the mayor and others to give money here, give money there, to fund this, fund that. I think there has to be a day of reckoning because we've allowed the infrastructure to become so aged that for us to catch up, it's going to take kind of a shock and awe approach where we have to redefine what our priorities are going to be, and we got to make sure that we're funding that religiously.
It's going to be very costly, but it's needed. And
do you think that we're going to have the political will to do it, though? I mean, this is where the rubber meets the road, right?
Right, and that's why I think the roadmap has to be developed.
There's so also – sorry to interrupt.
Put, you know, where we kind of separate it and allow, as you say, rate-making to come involved. But the, you're not getting rate increased.
I mean, you know, your skin's been stretched when people pulling – in multiple directions.
It's hard for us to vote.
One day you're walking down the aisle, you know, leaning right, and the other day you walk the aisle leaning left.
Right.
You've been pulled on so much, right?
Yeah, but we never wanted to prove a rate increase, and nobody, you know, wants to pay for it. But as Rich is saying, we got to find a funding.
And the difficulty, though, is too, and I keep making an issue out of this, and I just wish, and y'all mentioned it in the report. We have a lot of blighted property that the city is taking control of. They got to figure out, I think, a better way of getting it into the stream of commerce.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of city-owned property that's sitting empty, too. So.
Well, city-owned property. And let me tell you something. When I became sheriff, and even though I was the CFO and I was the chief criminal deputy, my boss, you know, Harry, wasn't really big on doing an audit of ourselves. One of the first things I did when I became sheriff is I did a code compliance audit of every piece of property we had, because I believed I was working with code enforcement, which I think is the key for real estate.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
I was working with code enforcement. I said, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I can't tell people that you got to do this, 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 and this when I'm not doing it to our own property. So we were surprised when we did the audit.
I don't think most cities.
It was like, holy shit, we're out of compliance. We got some work to do. So I notified the task force and said, I got to separate for about 6 months. I'm going to be back. But I got to get my properties compliant.
Well, I think a lot of cities, whether it's New Orleans, Jefferson Parish, across the country, they don't even know what they own. You know, sometimes it was donated, gifted to them. Sometimes, you know, it's adjudicated or blighted to them, and they don't know. And obviously, those are untapped opportunities. But speaking of like milestones, there is a millage coming up in the next 4 years related to drainage that's going to expire, and the citizens are going to have to vote on that. And so, I think, you know, those are the kind of times where, you know, the rubber hits the road. What's going to happen if there's no trust? People don't vote for that. So that's going to be less money for drainage.
The rubber will definitely hit the road if that happens.
Yeah. And the problem is that you can't just isolate sewage and water board. It's streets department, too.
Yeah.
And as I used to tell them, when people get water in their houses, they don't care if it came from a 12-inch pipe or a 36-inch pipe. Get the water out the house. So sewage and water board will blame streets department. Streets department blames sewage and water board. And you can't do it. Yeah, you're not going to pass
that's
anything.
All noise.
Right.
When you're mopping the water out of your house, that's just noise that they have no interest in here.
Exactly right.
Gentlemen, I know, you know, y'all are both busy in your own right. And I thank you for your participation and contribution to the report and giving up so much time of your precious days. And we appreciate you being here with us today.
Well,
sharing this
pleasure
with
to be on your show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And get the people to understand what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And we will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
And stay with us. Couple of reminders. Got some text today about wind mitigation surveys. Got one here. Said Newell had a wind mitigation survey and saved $1,300 a year on my homeowner's policy. I'm telling you folks, get it done. I've been hearing about some huge numbers in savings. Also want to remind folks, early voting runs September the 27th through October the 4th. You can early vote. The election is October the 11th, so don't forget that as well. And today on Sports Talk with Mike Dottiglia and Steve Geller, head coach of the 3-0 Green Wave, John Sumrall, joins them for Tulane Tuesday at 4:35. And also Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth breaks down week two around the league at 5:20, plus his take on the 0-2 Saints and what do the black and gold need to do this Sunday in Seattle. That's simple, win. That's at 7, Saints Hour with Mike Haas on WWL and the Odyssey app. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us. Just a reminder that we live in the freest country that ever existed in the history of the world. And sometimes we lose sight of that. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up,
Scoot? Well, you know, we think about that until we pay taxes, and then we realize it's not a free ride. It's not a free ride. But no, you're right about that. You know, we're going to talk about the hate factor, and hate sells, and a lot of people are promoting hate and benefiting from it, but it's up to us to reject it. But how quickly are we to reject the hate that might be coming from people that we respect? So we'll talk a little bit about that. Alice Cooper is Mississippi Gulf Coast tonight with Judas Priest in concert. We'll replay a conversation that I had with Alice not long ago, which was about his religious beliefs and his stage show, because now he's a born-again Christian and has always been conservative. So we'll talk about that. I'm sure he loves being along the Gulf Coast, but I guarantee you today before the show, that guy's playing golf.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Scoot's up next. Got a great lineup coming your way, folks. Stay tuned. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Have a great Tuesday evening, and we'll see you guys again in the morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.